Hey there, Bet Blast podcast listeners. We come to you today with some exciting news. Nominations for DVM360's 4th Annual Veterinary Heroes Awards have been extended until May 31st. This means that you have almost 6 more weeks to nominate your veterinary superhero. Remember, we are honoring one person from 11 different categories. Keep in mind that these are peer-to-peer nominations, so you are encouraged to nominate any veterinary professional, no matter what you specialize in. So don't forget to nominate your veterinary superhero by May 31st. Check out DVM360 to learn more, and the link to nominate will be in today's show notes. Enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM360.
Welcome to the Vet Blast podcast and joining me, right? Let's do it, Dr. Frank Bozelka. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Not as great as all these new grads getting ready to come out into the real world. How about yourself?
We said, welcome to the best profession on the planet. And this isn't just for new graduates, of course, but it's kind of catered towards them because we wanted to do a podcast that could help new graduates. If you're a newer graduate, we're going to chat about 5 things for new graduates to avoid when choosing a clinic or a hospital from Dr. Frank Bozelka. So I think this is a good one. So you're going to want to write these down, my friends. A little bit of information about Dr. Bozelka. He's a small animal emergency and critical care veterinarian at a busy specialty and referral center in Chicagoland area. He's been in practice since 2016 and works at a high volume facility that offers many highly specialized services such as dialysis, interventional radiology, nuclear medicine, and more. Dr. Bozelka has professional interests in both cardiac and orthopedic emergencies, as well as educating new grads, interns, and has a love-hate relationship with wound repairs. I can't love agree hate. With you more, right?
Love.
Right. Love-hate. Dr. Bozelka is a social media personality and educator with his biggest fan base on TikTok, but also has a growing Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube following. In his personal time, he enjoys spending time with his family, friends, wife. You're getting married. What?
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Right around. And your 2 cats, Toby and Biscotti. Love the names. He's also enjoys playing music, reading, playing video games, and sports. Dr. Bozelka is a foodie and could probably be considered a modern day cookie monster. Okay, we talked about on one of the shows already, we talked about your favorite cookie. What would be like your synthetic, that was a homemade cookie. What would be like the one that's like your go-to synthetic one? Like, is it an Oreo cookie? Is it a Toll Hat, like a Keebler? Do you have one that's your favorite?
I probably have to go with Oreo cookies. I'm not a big crunchy cookie fan. Like, I like the soft, chewy ones. So if I could get like a store home baked one, but if we're talking a crunchy cookie, Oreo's the go-to.
Mine too. But no, I'll take it. Yeah. One step further. Have you ever had the lemon ones?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
The
coffee ones are good. The caramel ones are good. The birthday cake ones are good. They've all been good. The lemon ones were just not
light. Not your thing. That's okay. Yeah. It's okay. I'll still like you. It's okay.
We all have our downfalls, Adam.
Right.
Nobody's perfect.
Right. You got to have Achilles heel somewhere. So there it is.
Yeah. Can't all be perfect.
Right. So, okay. So we have 5 tips for the new graduates or 5 things to avoid when choosing a clinic. So we want to preface this before we go into it, right?
Yep. Yeah. So these are all things that don't necessarily make the clinic a bad clinic. Like, there are plenty of clinics that have these that are fantastic clinics. But as a new grad, your first couple of years out are going to be really important for your learning. And from working with new grads and interns at the job that I'm at, these are some of the pitfalls that I've seen new grads make right off the bat that they weren't ready for. It's not that you can't work at these clinics and do well, but you probably shouldn't make one of these your first clinic right out of the gate.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So we just want to preface this, everyone. So they're not like they're bad clinics. It's just for your learning, your experience and mentorship, all those things. Like, these are some things just to be mindful of. So what's number one?
Number one for me is, if as a new grad, unless you have experience in this, you should probably avoid walk-in clinics, mainly because you're going to be faced with a very high caseload. And if you're not used to working with such a high caseload, it puts an immense level of stress on you that you didn't know you can experience. And the ERs from universities are as good as they can be. Nothing wrong with universities, but like real world walk-in is usually much busier than the universities are, just by the nature of how many cases we see. And as a new grad, you're going to want time to kind of look things up, to kind of get the feel of how you need to practice and talk and things like that. And if you're at a fast-paced walk-in clinic, you don't get that time. Like a lot of new grads, you'll get a 40-minute puppy appointment and you'll take an hour and a half to do that 40-minute appointment. So you want something that's a little bit more structured, so you have a little bit more time to actually learn and look things up.
I think this is a fantastic tip. I really, really do. I could just share experiences that I have seen from, you know, my own friends and colleagues, that this, exactly what you said, it's an added stress to a new graduate already when you're focusing in on your appointments and what you currently have. I didn't think of it then until you brought this up, actually. And I do think to the listeners that, I know everyone's like, you know, we'll get you, come down to appointments, we'll fit you in. But, you know, for what you're trying to achieve, you want to set yourself up for success in your career. I do think that's a really good one.
Yeah, you don't want to start off juggling six cases at once. We're not even used to seeing two at once. It's a lot to put on you.
I just sat in a lecture a couple of weeks ago, and the number one reason why veterinarians make mistakes is because they're being pulled in too many different directions.
Yeah.
And think about what that means to a new graduate too. I mean, it can compound that. And so I do think that's a really big one. So yeah, great job on that one. Okay. So what's number two?
So number two is kind of a classic one, in my opinion. A lot of people say avoid clinics that have a very high turnover rate. One, that can mean maybe there are some issues with the actual clinic itself. But number two, even if the clinic does really well, if there's a high turnover rate, you may get in there with like staff A of doctors, and then they may leave in the middle of teaching you things. And then you got this whole new staff of doctors that you're trying to learn to work with and to mesh with. And that can put a lot of strain on you as well as a new grad, just having that constant change of staff.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because you're probably like, wait, something's going on here. And that affects culture. It affects morale. Yeah.
It affects so many different things. Yeah. The culture and the morale are really important. And a lot of students don't realize how important culture and morale can be at a clinic. Like that can make or break a clinic. A perfect clinic with a bad morale could be very easily the worst clinic you ever work at.
Yeah. Yes, especially if they don't offer mentorship, you know, they're not providing you with any mentorship or continuing education opportunities. I mean, that's so huge.
Yeah, okay. And you're going to need that mentorship for sure your first couple of years out.
You know what I said? Total side note, Frank. I say this all the time, like be a mentor, be a mentee, and everywhere you go in life and your career evolves in this great profession that we're in. And I have different mentors now that I did when I was full-time practicing, because and the same thing. And I have mentees that I help train and coach up. And I just think it's part of giving back to the profession and also growing your personal success. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree wholeheartedly. You are one of my new mentors, actually.
Oh, thanks, Frank.
Being in the social media aspect, like the whole different world, and don't know what you don't know. And it's always good to lean on people that have already been there, done that, seen that. I've experienced this. I know the ups and downs. And once you get to that point where you're the old fart that knows the ups and downs, kind of like I'm at the clinic that I'm at now, you want to give back because you've made mistakes. We've all made mistakes, and you want to prevent people from making the same mistakes as you. And you also want to see them succeed. So it's like, I want somebody to do better than I'm doing right now, just to, you know, good for you guys. And that's what I like to do. And I find that good people always like to strive for that as well.
Right. Thank you for sharing that. I think that's so powerful. And, you know, that's what fills my bucket up too. I know when I love seeing people success and, doing great and building connections. And I think when you see doctors, I hate to say it, some of them are out there. There are doctors that'll be like, you know, want to like keep you in your lane or whatever, instead of like seeing you succeed and go better because they think that they're they're better than you, then that's not a mentor. That's not what you need to surround yourself by. But you need, like with you, I love to see you grow and do awesome, great work, because everybody wins. The animals win, the pet owners, like that's, that's how you have to have that mindset, I think, you know?
Yeah. And it keeps you, I find it keeps you humble. Like that's why I love
working with
interns, because it's like, I'm there to teach the interns, but I'm 8 years out of school at this point. They come to me with stuff that I've never heard of. And I'm like, oh, I better look that up real quick. And then I'm learning from them as well. So it keeps you humble and it keeps you in your place to say, hey, you don't know everything, because this is a constantly changing profession. So it's fantastic. That kind of fills my bucket up, so to speak.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Great. I love it. Okay. So we did two. We have three more to go. So what's number three?
So number three for me is avoid clinics that offer everything. And the clinics that I'm talking about are the ones that they're a vet hospital, but they have a full grooming service on the day. They do day doggy daycare. They have a full boarding facility, both for days, weekends. They kind of do everything that they can under one roof, which again, there's nothing wrong with those clinics, but a lot of times as a new grad, what's going to end up happening is you're kind of stretched in a lot of different areas, and you're not just focusing on the medical aspect of it. You're focusing on the medicine, but then, hey, I got to take you over to the groomer real quick because we had a nick or something like that. So you're not just focusing on learning your medicine and practicing it and honing it. You're diving into all these other avenues as well. And that can be kind of like the first point, just another added stress that you may not need right off the bat. It's good if you can get a practice like that later on, but off the bat, you should just be focusing on medicine.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Excellent. Okay. And what's number four?
Number four for me is avoid a single doctor practice, with the caveat of like if you know the doctor, like I've been working with this doctor for 20 years and he or she has been scoping me to be the next doctor at this practice, that's a little bit different. But the reason I tell students not to go to a single doctor practice is, again, you're trying to learn your first couple of years out. So if you go to a single doctor practice, you're only getting one person's point of view on things instead of multiple points of view. And I tend to find new grads getting multiple points of view on cases is very cultivating towards your education and teaching you how to practice. And if you only got one doctor, then you kind of got to expect that doctor is on point with everything and you're learning from one person. So if you got multiple doctors, there's more resources, more references, more points of view for you to take in and kind of get more data from.
I remember when I took the position right after vet school, I didn't do an internship. I went into general practice, but what I liked about it is that there were eight doctors that were there. Yeah. And my boss told me that you're going to spend 2 weeks with each doctor, which I thought was really great. Yeah, because I was like, like how Dr. Bozalka talks about Cushing disease. I like how Dr. Smith talks about diabetes. I like how she did the euthanasia. Because just to your point, everyone does things a little bit different. And I literally would write sound bites down. I'm like, oh, Frank did a I like what he said. So I do think it's powerful. And this is a really good point to the listeners that are tuning in about the single doctor practices. Like, if you got somebody that you've known, you've grown up with, you have a good rapport, but you know, similar to just like learning multiple doctors and their personalities. And I just think it's great to have that diversification of different personalities there. Right.
And beyond that, like we're all good at what we're good at, and we're all not good at what we're not good at. Like, I really like cardiac stuff. I really like orthopedic things, but you give me repro, I don't know anything about repro, but I work with doctors that are. So when you're coming out, like, it's good to have people like, I do a lot of extra learning in cardiac stuff, so I'm a little bit more up to date on that versus somebody who is a little bit more interested in repro. They're going to have a little bit more information on that. So when you got multiple doctors, there's more of a, hey, they're more happy to talk about this, and this doctor's more happy to talk about that. So it kind of teaches you, and it's good. I like what you said about writing the sound bites down from your first one. My internship, I have stolen so many different phrases and ways to explain things from the specialists I work with at my internship. I think I owe them I think I owe them royalties for how often I use the
things. Right. Yeah, it's wonderful though. That's what it's all about. So excellent. Okay, and what's the last one?
So the last one, if possible, try to work or try to apply for clinics that are more modern. As a new grad, you're coming out with kind of the latest practices. You should be applying for clinics that have digital x-rays. They have an ultrasound machine. You want digital records. You want dental radiographs and things like that, because you have all these new age knowledge that you want to practice and apply. And if you go to a clinic that still has paper records or they don't have dental x-rays or anything like that, again, nothing wrong with the clinic, but then you don't get to practice what you just spent all this money learning. And if you don't use it, you lose it. That's unfortunately a real thing in veterinary medicine. So you want to just make sure you got a clinic that can cultivate everything you've just learned and spent so many years cramming inside that noggin of yours.
Yes, right. I mean, listen, we're in the new age of technology. I mean, it's such a great time to be a veterinarian with all the great stuff that's out there. Artificial intelligence, digital cytology, virtual care, telehealth, telemedicine, teletriage. And you want that to align. And I think if you come out of vet school and you feel like, you know, what year am I in? Then you're not in the right practice.
Yep, exactly.
I love what you said about medical records, because I'm going to say this from the rooftops. If you are handwriting your medical records, you need to leave that veterinary practice or tell them to get something, right?
Breach. And then they get sent to me on ER and I can't read everybody's chicken scratch. And I'm like, you might as well just not send me anything, because I can't read anything.
Yeah. Like, invest in the new practice management software system and invest in the people to get that done, just to improve your workflow. I was just chatting with a new graduate and she goes, I interviewed at the practice. I loved it, but they're handwriting their records up. And she's like, that was a deal breaker. And it was a rightful one. Absolutely. I said, yeah, I want to do it. You know, so I think that's great. So what are some, so we have the new class of 2023 that's joining us, Dr. Bozalka. So what would be a piece of advice that you would give this, the new graduates?
Prepare for a long but fun road. The profession is definitely not what it was when I came out. There's always an end to the tunnel, and it's going to be scary. You're not going to know a lot. You're going to make mistakes, but embrace it. Understand you're a person. And my number one bit of advice that I give every new grad is make sure you are taking time for yourself. Whatever you have to do to mentally just check out from everything, do that. Whatever it is, whatever makes you happy, make sure you're doing that. And if you ever get, the sad part is we do have to say this, if you ever start getting those dark thoughts of, is this it? There's always an out. You don't have to stay in this profession if it's going to drive you to the point of thinking about things like suicide. And if you are thinking about those things, for the love of God, please reach out to somebody, because that's never going to be the answer.
Yeah. When I'm in continuing education, Frank, and I go to these conferences, my newer piece of advice now that I've seen this is the fact that they didn't realize how much they needed this to be around people. We are surrounded by great colleagues, and surround yourself with good people, not yes people, good people, not people that are always going to say yes, friends that say yes, do that. Yeah. Real people that are like, Frank, don't do that opportunity. Frank, yeah, you should do this. That'd be great. So when you come out of school and, you know, your classmates are truly your family, but you're also going to find other individuals around the country when you go do continuing education. And to the listeners, we had a lot of the vet students from North Carolina State University that visited us at Charlotte. And it was their very first time at a conference. And the number one thing they said was, I didn't know how much I needed this. And I said, they didn't even go to the CE sessions because they don't need that part. Yeah. But the fact that they're interacting and having fun and exchanging LinkedIn, Instagram messages, you're building yourself a nice circle of friends and network that is so powerful. And just to your point, if you have those moments where you need to vent, having a good day or a bad day, lean on us. We're here for you.
Everybody needs to vent, especially the old hands at the practice. If you're going through something, we've probably been through it too. And we can definitely chat with you. And we love doing it because people help get us through, and we want to pay that back. And we want to make sure that you're in it with us.
Absolutely. This is great, Dr. Frank Bozalka. So where can we learn more information about you?
So you can learn more about me on my social media account. So I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and then YouTube as well.
Awesome. And we'll put that all in the show notes too for the listeners so you can check it out. So thank you for all the great work that you're doing, Frank Bozalka.
Thank you, Adam Christman.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Hey, don't forget to rate this podcast. You know, it's a good one. You know, consider us like your new Uber driver here. And we'll see.
Five-star rating.
Yes, we want to come back for more.
We have lots of water if you need them.
Right, absolutely. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.